All right, on. Now we're going, brother.
So, lending a hand, being helpful. I'm gonna set my phone over here so I don't look at it.
Yeah, I know.
And
you'd be surprised. I've had some people, and I've got 120 episodes, so I don't care. But I've had some people that just I hated the conversation
on here. Yeah.
Like, I'm nice. I'm not gonna bust anybody's balls, but like, I'm excited to actually have you on, a friend. Those are always the best podcasts because we've done some cool ones with some in some cool spots. But yeah, everybody, this is my buddy Adam Thrash. Yes. Where are you from, Adam? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man. Feel free to bring that to you.
I am from Dallas, Texas, originally, but only lived there for, well, I've lived there a while, but my whole life is traveling around. I moved from Dallas when I was 3 years old to Malaysia. My parents were missionaries. And then after Malaysia, I went back to Dallas briefly, maybe like 6 months, and then went to Arkansas. In Arkansas, my brother died. And so my parents decided that they wanted to leave the missions field and go to Kansas, I guess just for a job opportunity for my dad. And then after that, I went to Texas again and went to high school in Texas and then left and went to Norway.
Jeez,
man. And then I came back to Arkansas and here I am now. So,
dude, you're all over the place, man. Shoot. So Malaysia, your parents, they were just missionaries and wound up there?
Yeah. So my dad is an IT guy. Well, now he does tech work for a missions organization, and he basically sets up packages for people to do Bible translation. So they're doing it all on computers now. So they're doing verbal translations, basically teaching the locals how to use the equipment to record the Bible in their own language. And then after that, they go in and they make an alphabet for them, because a lot of these people don't have written languages.
Wow.
And so they write the Bible, and essentially they take these little people groups from, like, you know, the dark ages to modern life just by giving them a written language. And so that's huge.
That helps meaningful, people, man. That's a lot.
And yeah, it's good. But I'm a bit different than my dad. I don't translate the Bible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is not gonna be a religious episode anymore. Yeah. Just and we're a little bit behind on here, but don't let that
right on. Yeah. Lag happens.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have you on. We've been talking about this for a minute just because we vibe so well, and I think this is gonna be a great episode for guys to listen to.
Yep.
Ladies, you may not agree with this, but I hope you listen because you might learn something.
A lot of guys won't agree with it too. I didn't agree with a lot of this stuff initially.
I was taking the blue pill too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess let's just jump into it, man. Adam actually gave me a book, one of the best books I've ever got recommended to me, called The Rational Male by Tommaso Rollo Tomasi.
Yeah,
I always get his name.
Yeah, I always remember it because there's a sports car called a Tomasi, and I think that's he got his name from. So it's not his actual name. I don't know what his actual name is, but whatever. So,
how would you like sum up that book? Just in a couple sentences for people.
It's a reality check for men on the initial nature and attitude of men and women and how they should act in general. To simplify that, basically it's explaining what makes people tick and how men should react to that.
That's a good assumption. Yeah. I think that's a good summary, man. It was, it's something I've kind of come to realize, but that book was so detailed at telling it.
Yeah,
that I've changed a lot of things, ways I interact with women.
Yeah.
And like one thing that's always bothered me is I'm not a texter. I mean, you can see my phone. I've got 300 fucking unread messages here.
Yep.
And that's not like because I'm popular. I just don't read a lot of texts. So if I like a girl and she's texting me a lot, I'm like, gosh, I almost feel obligated to text her.
Yeah.
That is stopping. I yeah. hardly ever text.
I would. Like yeah. The main thing that I've learned since my change in mindset is that texting is really overrated. It's also very important to text with purpose. If you're just texting to bullshit, that you're killing your own game. What you need to do is if you're going to text with intent, say, hey, I have a plan this day. You already have your shit set. Go do that shit. Even if she says no, say, I'm going to go do this day, come with me. And she can say yes or no. If she says no, then you might as well line up some people and have some backups so that you can bring somebody along. And if you can't, bring your dog, go by yourself. It doesn't matter. Treat every date as if you're taking yourself out and what you would want to do, because realistically in the long run, if you're going to be dating a girl to marry her, you want her to enjoy the things that you enjoy. So figure out what you enjoy and do that. That's the simplest way to go about it. You know,
I know you said you weren't going to get in past relationships, but I'll gladly tell people this. Like, I dated a girl who she had total package, but we just didn't really like the same thing. She didn't even like sports. And if you don't like sports around me, man, I don't even know if I could be a good friend. Like, I'll get along, but I just, their sports are.
We've hit that wall before. I don't care about sports.
Yeah, but you played like, basketball, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're 6 foot six. You should. Frick it, man. If I was 6'6", oh.
That's what scholarship. Everybody says.
It's true, but I was pretty harder, good for 5'10", man. I could dunk.
Yeah. I could too.
Yeah, I bet. You can't see. We're all the same size sitting down here. But yeah, man. There's a lot of questions. I wish people would, by the way, if you are watching this on Facebook, I think there's a couple people trickling through. Feel free to ask some questions to two men who have strong opinions on this. And that is, yeah. I'll just go out and say it. I believe back in the day, 60, 70 years ago, men and women had it where it was easier to be in a relationship because roles were really defined.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for equality and women being boss bitches and stuff, but yeah. That independence.
It comes with red tape. So in everything there's trade-offs, right? So you say it was easier 60, 70 years ago. I mean, you couldn't say that. It was easier.
Divorce rates were lower.
It was easier to know what you're supposed to do. So sure. It's like in societies like in Norway, right? Where I lived, people, when they understand their role and they have it clearly defined, they are more easily, they more easily fit into that role. And because of that, they're able to continue for a longer period of time. If you don't know what your role is, like say a man, say there's a man that's a stay at home dad, right? They've done a ton of research on this. I've seen studies where if a man is not the breadwinner, the relationship's not going to work out. A woman just doesn't respect a man in a long-term relationship if he's not bringing in the dough, you know? There's a reason why it was set up that way, why initially men, I mean, if you think about it in an evolution standpoint or a creation standpoint or whatever, women have always been the nurturer, carer, to raise the children. The homemaker is the most important unit in society, right? And they're very gifted in that. They were made for that. And men were designed to go out and fight and protect and provide, right? And so if you look at history from any standpoint,
and by the way, you're going to see just that. Interrupt on that. Yeah. That's biology.
Yeah.
That's not like the social construct that we've dug ourselves. That's actual biology about how humans, when we were Neanderthals, basically the man would go out and hunt.
Just to add that. No. And so, I mean, just like you said, it's basic biology. I mean, men have thicker skin, men have denser bones, men have longer arms, like our center of gravity more is different. We have more testosterone. 100%. We were built for fighting, for working. Yep. And the thing that blows my mind is that women actually want to give up this thing that has been so good to them. Like, I mean, realistically, I love being at home and cooking and like cleaning and doing that shit. It's so easy. I love it. I freaking love it. And granted, I'm not going to say childbirth is easy. I mean, I've heard my mom had 7 kids and she has told me so many times how hard that is.
You got 6 more siblings. Holy shit.
But yeah, exactly. And so.
Oh, are they all as tall as you?
Well, not quite all. My shortest sibling.
A 6'6" thrash is running around.
Yeah, my shortest sister is 5'10".
Okay, well, that's pretty tall. So that's my height.
My brothers are both about my height. So, yeah, but anyways, basically, women, y'all had it. Like, you still have it if you want it. You can go out there and find yourself a traditional man as long as you're willing to be traditional yourself and get this beautiful life of being able to start a family, being able to care for a family. And there are a lot of men out there that will let you stay in their house. They'll buy you champagne every night. They'll let you get wine drunk in their couch, sleep in their Down King bed, drive their Aston Martin every day for no children. These guys have a freaking vasectomy already and they don't care. They just want somebody around to bring them comfort when they come home from work. And it's pretty straightforward. Y'all could have it really, really easy if you play your cards right. But I think that the biggest issue in mankind in general, though, is the general distaste or disinterest for what comes easily. And
yeah,
the sad thing is we love free shit, but we hate to put in the work.
Interesting. What comes easy? So we may need to backtrack, I'm thinking, because I guarantee and I hope people will respond, because I'd love to get like a little chat here, some comments going. So feel free to leave some comments, guys. This is live streaming and we'll also have this on YouTube and Spotify. But backtracking a little bit, because I definitely agree with what you're saying. What comes easy, though, that's going to turn a lot of people, especially women, off just hearing that. I think the reason, it's not even about what's easy and hard, right? It's just like you said, biology. It's probably pretty damn hard to give childbirth. I imagine that's the most painful thing they say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are differing opinions on childbirth, and we can go into that later. I'm no expert. I'm no medical expert, so we probably shouldn't go into it. I'll probably just ruffle some feathers, but basically the way that women give birth in the hospital is the least fatal way to give birth. But biologically, women were actually, they're better off standing up or squatting to give birth.
Or being in water, right?
Or water birth.
Huh. Let me hit you with this statistic just to change the conversation. Because I do want to backtrack, because this is a great topic. And this is what I want to talk about. That's why I'm happy you're on here. 80% of women cause divorce or file for a divorce, I should say. Mm-hmm. 80% of women. Listen to that stat again, guys. 80%. Google it. That's mind-blowing to me. I didn't know that. I thought it was, 50-50.
No,
it's, and, to backpack on that, the number one way that women become millionaires is through divorce. Mm-hmm. The richest woman in the world is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. She got all that money from Jeff. She's the richest woman in the world now. Like it or not, that's the facts. I don't care. That's just the facts.
No, that's very true. I think one of the things that guys often get caught up in, though, is understanding that women have an intrinsic nature. Okay, so that means that just as dogs have an intrinsic nature and men have an intrinsic nature and elephants have an intrinsic nature, it can be predicted for the vast majority how they're going to act, So one of the things a lot of guys get caught up in is getting angry at women for statistics like that. They don't take into account the men that they were married to. They don't take into account the whatever the precursors were to it. So there are a lot of things that play into that. I've read studies on the amount of sexual partners people have had before marriage, and for both genders, after 10 partners, it's almost a 100% guarantee that they're going to have a divorce if that's a pre-marriage sexual partners. And That's really something that people don't agree with in general nowadays. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have given up on marriage. And in the Western world, I can see why. There is very, very little reasoning as far as general benefit for men to get married in the Western world.
Hmm. Well, and society, you know, science is starting to say monogamy is a little bit better. Especially for us as humans, you know, we need more. I don't know if I agree with that. I definitely can't do the whole open marriage thing. That's not on my plate, but
no,
I don't even think I could do polyamory. Like,
well, that's something that I have started looking into more is what is the solution? So if I have a girl that I'm genuinely interested in,
if you want better audio, you can grab it. Seriously, just grab it. No, and it'll be better.
I'm sure it hears me fine, right? Okay. That's fine. Well, that's something I've been researching recently because there are a few people out there. So here's the thing. I'll preface with this.
Okay.
80% of women go for the top 20% of men. Okay. Ooh. Or actually, 80% of women only consider the top 20% of men attractive, worth looking at. Ooh. Right.
What is the top 20% of men?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be charismatic. Charisma is number one. In mm-hmm. women's mind, charisma and social status, those two are top, okay? Mm-hmm. After that, it's money and then your health.
Hence right? why rich men get, rich ugly guys get hot young girls.
And that's more of a, that also depends on where the woman is from as well. There's a lot of cultural stigma with that. Like a lot of Latino women, mm-hmm. their traditional Latino women are going to be going for more affluent men. It doesn't matter what they look like. Yeah. That's why you see a lot of families from South America, Central America with a way older man and a way younger woman. It's because culturally, they would rather go for the more affluent man than the better looking man. It's almost like they're blind to how the man looks.
I think that's American women too, it feels like.
In Arkansas, yeah. I've been to quite a few different places here in the States, and it's not true everywhere. In California, that's definitely not true. Well, definitely. There's lots of cultures in California. I can't say that. The thing about America is you really can't cookie cutter anything because almost none of America is monocultural, right? So, and even monocultural places, they have their exceptions. So I think that's one of the things that I've recently come to terms with is that in everything, there's duality. There, if something has good in it, it also has evil in it. If something has mm-hmm. truth in it, it also has falsehood in it. And so you have to understand that you can never put something all on one side of something. Just doesn't work.
And I think the stigma, people think that's bad to have good and bad together. It's just like without the yin, there's no yang.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like emotions. I was talking to my therapist about this actually. And just, you know, you just because you feel sad, that's where you feel depressed or mad. That's a human emotion. Everybody feels that at some point. We just all react differently. Do different things, but that's a human emotion. Don't ever beat yourself up for that stuff. You know, I had to add that for some reason.
No, it's very true. Emotions are very real to us. One of the things you'll get into as you continue down this road, if you continue down this road, is the stigma that men shouldn't have emotions or should have emotions, right? So depending on who you look into, who you study, what books you read and whatnot, the reason why the stigma is for men to not have emotion is because traditionally men have gone to war. Men have been protectors. Yeah. Men are powerful beings, right? So if you want to be in that top 10%, really, I mean, 20% is what women will look at. 10% is really what they're going for. The top 10% of men, everybody under that, they brush them under the rug. You can see that every day. If you go out with, say you go out with a group of five of your buddies and you just say at the beginning of the night, hey, everybody get a phone number from a girl. Guarantee you 80% of those guys are not going to get a phone number.
Not if they're bad at sales, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So if it's me, I'm out there just, I can go 20, you can give me 19 zeros. I'm going to get that one. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
So we were live here. Yeah, Quentin, I appreciate you commenting, man. Definitely play devil's advocate. We want to see what you think. He's kind of newly out of a relationship.
Oh, right on. Yeah, that's perfect.
I know. He just texted me too. All right, I'm pausing. We back.
Right on.
Not that far behind. All right. So I see a couple of you guys on here. Definitely feel free to add some comments and kind of let us know what you think about this conversation. We are pro men here. We're not. I don't call myself a feminist. I'm definitely pro women.
I'm pro men and women. So that's the thing. So there's a difference between traditional values and feminist values. And then there's a whole another side of it. There are these niches. And yeah, that didn't look good to me. It just, what is that, key lime?
Yeah.
Nice. Anyways, so basically what I was getting to earlier is,
yeah.
So there's a fine line between, so basically the everyday guy pretty much has to settle for monogamy. And the problem with that is if you're an everyday guy and you've settled for monogamy, and really it's not a settle if you're an everyday guy, you got lucky. the thing is you want to go for being as high value as possible, because when you are in that top 10%, and realistically to be in the top, 10% of earners in the US, it's six figures. It's just six figures. And
top 1% is 370,000.
Yeah. So what would it be, like 5% then for six figures? Anyways, I don't have it memorized, but basically it's not that much. Like, you pretty much, if you have half the wit of an average individual, you can make six figures. Right. And if you learn sales, you definitely can make six figures. A lot of sales is charisma though. And some people, they just, I don't know.
Everybody's got their own charisma. Let's say that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but basically what I'm saying is that there are a lot of high value men that are dating multiple women at the same time. And even in the Middle East, over in Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. Russia, they've got multiple wives. And so, I mean, to be biblical, King Solomon is a great example. Huh. He had 800? I'm not familiar with him. He had 800 wives and like 600 concubines.
Will Chamberlain over here.
Yeah, concubines are like girlfriends. It's a harem that's only his girlfriends, right? So how would you have time for that? You know? Exactly. He built them all houses. Like, it's ridiculous. Wow. He was one of the wealthiest men to ever live. But
didn't he own like 20% of the world at one point or something?
Yeah, like I don't know exactly what it was. They say that when he was king of Israel, that silver was as plentiful as sand. So talk about inflation, right? anyways, but basically, so in different cultures, their high value men will have a lot more women to themselves, right? And so that's where you get into this this issue where women talk about rich guys cheating or all guys cheating. And realistically, most of the guys that are just chumps, if they're cheating on you, it's
they just chumps.
Like, that's a good word. Fulfillment, I guess.
I heard it earlier.
Granted, this is how it is with guys. Guys will fall in love with one girl and they can go have sex with another girl and it doesn't mean anything to them. Like, really, that's just how it is. Women, you're not gonna understand that because that's just not how y'all work. Women are much more emotional in sex. Granted, there are women that have trained themselves to not be emotional in sex, and that's where this whole body count thing comes into play, right? So men have to be driven with discipline, and that's why I kind of take it with a grain of salt that men are not going to have successful relationships after 10 sexual partners. If he's actually a high value man and he actually wants to be with you, he's going to stay with you. That's just how it is. And realistically, you can't use high value men are going to be the top 10%, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to mess up all the statistics in general.
I was about to say, good point. 80% of women went to the top 20%.
Yeah.
Ladies, the math on that doesn't, you're going to have four other wives that you live with.
Yeah. If every woman is going out, but if you look at our ancestry, that's the
solution right there, man, is every woman just have, there's every man, there's five wives.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, that's how
then it was ladies, you get your
in history, top 10. Like the majority of our ancestors are women, right? So that means that technically
the majority of our ancestors are women.
Yeah.
Am I just high? Wait, what?
Really? The majority of our ancestors are women.
How is that?
You can look it up. I don't know the exact numbers, but basically that means that there was a very, very select group of men having sex with the vast majority of women.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And yeah, it makes sense.
Before contraception, that was just how it was, you know. Contraception is a whole other subject.
Yeah, we're not getting in on that.
Some crazy shit. We're pro woman here, but
we're not getting in on that topic. So basically you're saying these guys are like Elon Musk's dad, who just came out. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he has two stepdaughter or something.
Children with his stepdaughter. They're not blood related, but
that's
he did raise her. So that's a wild. What's that?
Can you play the Pornhub song right now?
I don't even know shit. That's a wild one. And he came out with it. He's like, oh no, it's no big deal.
They're South African, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
They're aliens, actually. They're probably South Galaxy.
So that's the thing. When you travel, if you ever get outside the country, you're going to realize that it's like.
I've been to Mexico several times.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, go to more places than Mexico. Mexico is great. You'll realize it's like being in Star Wars. Like when they go to different places, it's like people speak the different language. They act totally different. Different things offend them. Different things don't offend them. It's, oh my gosh. It's confusing. Yo,
Michael Wilkins. What's up, man? Drop a comment. Tell us what you think about, you got any relationship troubles, advice. We'll give you some solid heart to heart here. Anybody, not just Michael, but anybody watching or listening. If you guys want to, by the way, I've been following you got a cool fitness. So I wanted to definitely touch on this. Cause I know, what are you about? You know, like, I know we can talk about women and men and we'll get back to that and sexism and everything. Yeah, yeah. But like, I wanted to bring you on cause you got a lot going for you, man. I'm glad to see you not with a broken arm.
Yeah.
This guy broke his arm. Seriously, arm wrestling like this. Just
don't try me.
No, you'll still kick my ass in arm wrestling. But anyways, you've been back in the gym, right?
Yeah.
So you started a cool fitness page. Did I see that?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm lifting weights pretty much every day.
Watch out, ladies.
They don't care as much as guys, dude. I mean, granted, there is, like, I can see there's definitely more success with women after I lift weights than before. But like I said, it's way more charisma than anything, right? If you learn how to sell yourself, if you learn how to be funny, just talk to people in general and make friends, that's huge. That's huge, guys.
If you don't have the charisma, get a dog.
Yeah, that'll only help you so much, though.
This is the first podcast I've done since we had to put my family dog down, not to get all Debbie Downer, but I don't know if you smoke, but feel free. I got my medical card, man. I can just toke it up.
Yeah, no, I'm right good. Live. I used to all the time, but.
Yeah, what are you, 24?
26.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so you asked me what I'm about. I was thinking about that last night, actually. There are three things that I want, and that's to be healthy, to be wealthy, and to be wise.
Ooh.
And so that's part of the reason why I studied relationship dynamics, intersexual or interpersonal relations. Because I realized that sales is, if you're good at sales, you can make money in any economy and any place on the planet.
Yep.
And the vast majority of earners, they're salesmen. That's it.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw a graph the other day that just depicted that, like, the millionaires in the U.S., like 5% of them were, they inherited it. 2% was doctors, 1% engineers. And it was like 10 or 11% were salespeople. Mm-hmm. It's because of what you just said.
Well, sales, and that's the thing, sales is extremely scalable. So let's say you're a shoe salesman in the mall, right? if you're getting 200 sales a week, right, you're not going to be making that much money. You might make a bit of money compared to the average individual, but
depends how much you're selling the shoe for.
And it depends on your commission too, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
just like you said, depends on how much you're selling the shoe for. Mm-hmm. So if you sell a Louis Vuitton instead of a Nike, you're going to make a lot more commission, right? The, I think it was the CEO or president of, it was one of the luxury companies, Louis Vuitton, I don't know, Prada, something like that. They basically said, they came out and said, if you want luxury income, sell luxury product,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why you can buy a leather jacket that's just a leather jacket and it's $200, or you can buy a leather jacket that's a leather jacket from, I don't know, what's a good one? Gucci. And yeah, it's going to be $1,200 or $2,000, or sometimes like these Birkin purses are like $20,000. It's a purse.
Shit, dude.
But it's a luxury item. And so
I love that TikTok, Instagram reel that's like, don't call me for cheap, call me for good.
Yeah.
I don't do cheap. I don't care if you're my family, my friends. I don't do cheap. I do good work. Yeah, same thing with,
yeah.
And honestly, like, I know there's a lot of people, I don't pay for super luxury items, but I do enjoy good clothes because, you know, quality.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that I do is actually I go to thrift stores because you can get a lot of really nice clothes for super cheap.
And you meet hot girls too.
And you can feel the spirit of the guy that died in it.
Yeah, for real, man. I've made some money thrift shopping. I don't know, I got out of the game, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. A lot of people are grossed out because other people are wearing the clothes and whatnot.
I mean, I don't do it for that reason. Obviously, I don't want somebody else's jizz on my shirt.
Yeah, I've thought about that before. But the washing machine is a miracle, right?
Yeah. It's true. So what do we got going on? I know I had a couple of people tell me that they were going to join in. If you guys are watching this, I know it's kind of on a backlog, but
well,
ask some questions and stuff.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about.
Dude, let's get back on the topic of men and women, honestly.
Men and women, yeah.
I like it. I think so, that will stir the pot a little
one
bit.
One of the things that I really enjoy, we could do this together, actually. That'd be interesting. I want to start a TikTok and do like, pickups. You know, mic'd up pickups.
Oh man, I'm gonna get a lapel mic. I was thinking for a podcast.
Do you like when you were a kid, did you ever like pretend you were a sportscaster?
Dude, I wanted to be a sportscaster. Okay. That's what I went to school for.
We gotta do that.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Be on the lookout, ladies.
We can all go like, we can go out to places to, well, maybe not the mall. College campuses are great, right? Places where people like to go. We travel, go to Miami, go to Utah, yeah, go to Los Angeles, all those places, and just go cold approach women, cold approach men, even interview them, right?
And this, by the way, this is not just to get laid or anything.
No. It's this is just a point.
It's good for the soul. It's good to put yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, exactly. It's great for sales in general.
I love it. I welcome a good cold call.
Yeah.
I make a lot of
that's
day, but I welcome it.
One of my favorite
things. I'll cold call anybody right now. We'll play a fun game. I'll cold call somebody on my phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Pick somebody. This will be fun.
B-E. Those are the two initials.
B-E. Initials. Yeah. Like it starts with a B. And
Second initial of the
name. I don't have a B-E.
Okay.
How about you just pick somebody? Scroll down there. If it's an ex-girlfriend, I'm not calling her. Or if it's an...
Okay, it's a girl.
All right, let's go. Who is it?
There you go.
Oh, Jen. Okay. Jen will love this.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Jen in a minute.
So what I'm thinking is cold approaching and trying to get phone numbers. That shit is so much fun. Let's
see if Jen. This is Kayla Aziz, Jen Bailey. She.
Oh, I know her.
She's going to hope. We've been talking about doing a podcast.
Yeah.
She's not going to answer everybody.
No. Nah. Oh, well.
I'm going to leave her a message.
Hi, you've reached Jen Bailey. Leave me a message if you must. Cool. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Jen, it is Keaton Linder. I was doing a podcast here with my buddy Adam, And I just randomly said, I'll cold call somebody. And you came up. But anyways, you're now on the podcast. I know you're just going to be so nervous because you never talk to anybody ever on the radio. But anyways, give me a call back and let's talk sometime. My birthday is tomorrow. Peace out. Anyways, I know that was long. I always like to leave a detailed message. But yeah, she definitely doesn't care. She's got 15 freaking thousand people listening to her in the mornings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's busy.
Yeah. Anyways, funny story. I actually helped KLAZ set up. They did not know how to set up a podcast. I'm dogging on you, KLAZ.
I'm pretty sure I could do that, and I've never done it before. Granted, I've done
Arkansas is tough stuff, to, yeah. Like, if we were going to start that show or that brand.
Oh, no, that's why I say travel.
Definitely
travel. Like, I'm actually working on getting a camper van so that I can just unlimited travel. Like, nope. I want to go to Europe. Obviously can't bring the van to Europe.
I was going to say, what are you going to ship it over there?
But, like, I'll park the van here or in Dallas at my sister's house and ship off and go wherever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the dream, though. Just travel and enjoy life. Like,
I like the idea of traveling. I don't do the van idea. That idea has no interest to me at all.
It's a camper. It's like still a mini RV. But yeah,
it has to be a lot of tour bus for me. Yeah, okay. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll sleep in the hotel. Yeah. I love a good hotel, man.
Well, hotels are expensive, but I grew up camping, so
you do.
I'm used to tents.
Yeah.
So
I get that. You'll be balls out in the summertime.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in your backyard, like, tanning the balls. Don't sleep on it, guys.
Don't sleep on it, boys.
Tan your testicles. Get that testosterone up.
Oh gosh, Liver King over here. I know.
Liver
King. Joe Rogan went off on him too.
I don't like Liver King, man.
He didn't say anything about the fake abs.
Oh yeah, what did he go off on?
He was just like, "There's no way that guy is not on steroids.
Yeah, he's on
that physique is 1% maybe of elite athletes.
He's probably on like 600 tests." And
is that a week, you think?
Master on. I don't know. He's fucking huge though. Yeah, that's a week.
Hey, and there's nothing wrong with testosterone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do all the anabolics you want to. Just know that that's a road you might not come back from. All right.
You might, you know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those side effects are temporary too. But anyways, do your research, boys, if you're gonna do steroids. And the federal government, you don't need to worry about any drugs.
Dude, I don't even know if that's true or not.
The steroids?
You can do that. They're legal, right?
Anabolics? No.
They're not?
No.
I thought it was just if you were an
athlete.
There are
a few anabolics that you can do legally, and they kind of fly under the radar. But
I know
there's still my friends do items, and they can't be sold for human consumption. So, like,
Trenbolone
is a cattle steroid that they give to cows when they're transporting them, because they can't feed them when they're transporting them, and it makes them retain muscle tissue and fat when they're dormant. So
just like chilling in the back of the van while they're getting.
Yeah, well, like when they're being shipped across, you see those trucks full of cows, right? Yeah. They're all on Trenbolone. And I would never recommend doing Trenbolone. I know some people that have some, I don't know, they have more balls than I do, or maybe less now, but it's intense. Like, it has some major psychological side effects that get people into a lot of trouble. But D-Train 800, he's a TikToker I watch. He's fucking hilarious.
Is that the black guy?
No, he's white.
But I just follow so many people on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
I can't even remember them now because I'm getting 60 seconds at a time. I'm not like watching them long form. Yeah.
No, it's terrible for your dopamine too. That's something that I've been working on too, is like, oh, this is something we can go into. Reprogramming my mind. So MK Ultra did a study. MK Ultra, like, everyone knows that shit was evil. But
actually, I'm not familiar with that.
Really?
No.
Okay, so I think it was the CIA did experimentation on humans in the 70s.
Oh, that was where Carl, I know, murderer. What's his name? The serial killer. Somebody help me here.
I don't know. Anyways, you can Google it. But anyways, so they figured out that if you repeat something to somebody 13,000 times, they believe it as truth, no matter how false it is, no matter if they could prove it as false. So
13, huh?
I think it's 13,000. Okay. Yes. And so basically I started doing that with myself.
You just kind of repeat it, repeat yourself.
I like, there yourself. Are YouTube channels that are like quote unquote affirmation channels, and they will like, there's like 8 hours of repeating the same phrases over and over.
You do it for 8 hours?
Yeah, I sleep to it.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what the fuck are you doing over there? I love myself. I love myself.
Well, I'm more along the lines of like discipline, you know, and like, you know, stoicism, right?
Yeah.
So there's some on stoicism, and I usually listen to the stoicism ones in the morning when I'm cooking breakfast. The like discipline, or there are some on like wealth and affluence that you can do too, like that to engage. It basically engages your mind as you're sleeping to bring your subconscious into believing something. And so like, I would recommend being very, very careful with this, because you don't want to program yourself to believe falsehoods, right? That's not healthy. Like they've actually done studies. They believe that pathological liars oftentimes end up being schizophrenic, because they lie to themselves so often that their falsehoods become truths.
Wow.
And so you need to be careful. If you're choosing to do that, maybe make your own affirmations that you truly have core values in, and create your own version of an affirmation audio. You know, that's something that I've also thought about getting into, is like create one, basically choose a stoic like Socrates or Plato or Marcus Aurelius, and do an affirmation video on all of their sayings. And so basically
Marcus Aurelius, man, that guy, incredible dude.
Yeah, I like Epictetus, but yeah.
I watched a documentary on him. Gosh, I can't even remember the name of it, but dude is wild. He was like so far ahead of his time. I mean, the things he's saying back then.
He's one of the most like influential ones ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Up there with Jesus and Gandhi.
Yep. He definitely changed the course of humankind. I'm going to get another beer.
Feel free, man.
One of the things that I've come to, I study religiously, all sorts of things, so maybe not religiously.
No, we're not getting a religion.
No, I understand, but I study a lot, and I love to study, and I study stoicism, I study philosophy, I study sexual dynamics, I study sex, I study sales, I study motivation, I study all sorts of stuff. And one of the best ways, I also study wealth, and one of the best ways that I've found to make money is, they say the highest form of income is through an infinitely reproducible subscription. So if you have an ebook or a podcast or a song, and timeless is key too. So you know how there are songs by Frank Sinatra people are still listening to. Beethoven's a better Beethoven. They're still making money on Beethoven's music today. And he lived in what, like 1400 or something?
So I'm really surprised on that. That's one of the best ways to make money, you're saying.
Yeah, so the whole thing is there's very little initial investment, right? Your initial investment is time, not money. So you have no product that you have to make after it's made, right? So if this goes viral, right, you can monetize it and make money on it after it's made and not have to make another one similar to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
like timeless piece, like Joe Rogan, for example. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if he's timeless, but he's definitely good.
15
you know?
Million.
Yeah.
Views.
Yeah, he's blowing Fox and CNN out of the water, and he's one guy, you know? Well, yeah, I mean, he's not one guy. He's got a team. Everybody that
he's only got two people. Only him and Jamie. That's it. Yeah. He actively says it. He's got two bodyguards outside the office.
And he also has bankers, and he also has loan people, and he also has, if you're going to be in business, you have to.
But I bet he lets Jamie deal with those people. Like they're hired.
No, he has the only two people
that do the Joe Rogan experience are him and Jamie.
Yeah.
And that's pretty incredible because I wish I had someone to work this so we could like ask questions to, because I hate interrupting the conversation.
Yeah.
Also, I'm missing my other mic, but we'll have it next time.
Yeah.
I can't get away from that idea of making content is definitely the way and to make money.
Yeah, media specifically is one of the easiest, not easiest, just, man, but one of the best ways to make money. It's very tough to make media. One of the best
in Arkansas, especially.
Yeah, because you need to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree.
And that's part of the reason why I want to travel, is because when you travel, people are much more willing to collaborate with somebody who's come from out of town, right?
Really?
So that's something I learned growing up. If you're a foreigner, if you're the stranger, you're going to be a hell of a lot more welcome than the people they already know about.
Because you got some mystery to you.
Yeah, exactly.
People are naturally curious. They like want what they can't have.
When you go to Africa,
they know you can't stay there.
When you go to Africa and all the little kids are touching your skin because they've never seen a white person before, you know? Mm. It's just, they're curious about what's different.
You seen that happen? Little.
Oh, yeah. No. And when I went to Tanzania, there would be a crowd of little kids chasing after us, yelling Mzungu, which is slang for white person. So basically swearing at us. But they didn't. That was just culturally okay for them, you know? So,
yeah.
But they're just, people are curious about what is different. They're also Mzungu.
Mzungu.
Yeah.
How derogatory are we talking about?
Oh, pretty. Yeah.
I'm white. I can say it. My Mzungu. What's up? Is that kind of the same thing?
Yeah. Listen, it's pretty.
I got a whole
thing. So here's the thing. Like, our culture has a lot of stigmas against certain words.
No, but
their culture is not so much.
All stigmas or all cultures have a stigma against one word. And we all know. We all, the N-word. Come on.
No, not all.
It's the one word, especially in America and overseas.
You should meet some Russians. They'll say it all day long.
It's fucking Russian. They're wild.
But. Europeans in general, the Germans, oh my gosh. They got a bad rep anyways. But yeah.
I'm German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Once you cross over into another language, you get a lot of different acceptabilities and stigmas. I mean, you can, if you've been to Mexico or you know anything about the speaking Spanish with Mexicans, they've got some stuff that they say that would be very frowned upon in English. So, I mean, every culture has its own
who's the most ideas. Badass culture? Like, the toughest culture has got to be like,
back
in the day, the freaking...
The Polish during World War II.
I was going to say the...
They took the shit end of everything.
Geez, who am I thinking of? The barbarian people who first discovered the...
versus the Romans?
No, who first discovered America before Columbus. Oh,
the Vikings.
The Vikings. God, where am I head at today?
Yeah,
Vikings! Those they were... vicious.
Yeah, they were they kind of ended themselves.
I don't know how they ended. Know that.
The Christian missionaries, they pretty much took care of that.
Yeah, no Christians.
Well, they got them to stop raping each other.
Honestly, so the Huns were probably the worst. They killed.
Oh, the Huns.
At one point, they killed, I think it was like 75 million people, which was 50% of the world's population. They fucking murdered everyone.
So, talking about fitness, the Huns, they got a good diet. Like, if you look at a Hun versus a regular individual, they're head and shoulders above everybody. Wide, broad broad shoulders, taller, stronger.
Really?
These dudes look like they're on anabolics and they're not. And they're eating
for everybody and eating mine.
Raw meat, milk, and eggs, basically animal products.
And so the Hans are from China.
Yeah, northern China. Yeah.
Okay. Northern China.
Which is cold as fuck.
Like, yeah, I ain't going there. No.
Yeah, that's some
I have no desire really to travel to China, or even, I mean, Japan would be fun, I guess.
I don't really
have a desire for. I don't want to live in the U.S.
Get along with Chinese people. Like, that sounds American. Racist, but their culture just rubs me the wrong way.
It's a wild culture.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, there are some Chinese that I'm friends with. Like, one of my best friends half Chinese, actually, but there are some of them that just rub me the wrong way in general. But.
Well, we won't get off on that topic.
Yeah, it's just their culture in general. They're cutthroat. You know, it's like how you would imagine Russians to be. They don't mind fucking you over. Like, that's just how they are.
The new Stranger Things. It's on all our minds. You watch it?
No.
Oh, man. I will say it's good. I saw
the first episode, first season. But
oh, yeah. It's hard to get into the first season with those little kids. But now it's like, oh, this is really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like the first season. I just don't really watch TV much anymore. So.
I get you. Yeah. I spend the majority of my time, if I'm watching TV, on sports.
Yeah.
Just how it is.
I can see that. Do you do any betting?
No, I really don't, man. I should. I actually.
Are you pretty good at
I know my shit when it comes to sports. Yeah,
uncle's a bookie. He runs a sports book at Treasure Island. I could get you in.
Is that legal? Should we be saying that on podcast?
Oh no, 100%. Okay, Treasure Island, the casino in Las Treasure Vegas. Island. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like he's kind of.
I thought you meant Hot Springs. I was like,
no.
Plug.
he's like, if you want to call him up and
I don't have a lot of money to bet. Shit, I don't bet that much.
I'll show you where you
are. I need to get into it because I love it so much. Let me say that.
He's not a bookie. He runs the sport book. So he is in charge of the book.
He knows who to pick.
He's the top bookie, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's a nice guy, really great guy. He puts me up whenever I go down there. But
man, I gotta make some trips here. I'm going to Ohio in September. That's for work.
Exotic.
right there in the middle of the Midwest, man. Yeah. No, but I don't go to Vegas or Miami. I think Miami is
great.
We were talking about it. Yeah. Vegas or Miami. I've never been to either one.
Vegas is overrated. Miami, you got to have expensive. A lot of money to enjoy Miami.
I figured Miami would, Vegas would be the same way. You can have a lot of money.
Yeah. To well, I mean, if you like gambling, yeah.
I don't. I don't like gambling.
In which case, don't go to Vegas. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
I didn't really enjoy Vegas. I enjoy staying in the hotel. I enjoy hanging out with my family. I don't gamble. It's depressing, you know.
I can get addicted to stuff, but not gambling. I'm just like, ah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it, which
I don't get the draw. You know, I love playing cards. Poker is great fun.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em, one of my favorite games. But I just don't get the draw.
I've been needing gambling. To get a group of guys. I think I'm gonna do that sometime soon. Get some guys over, just play a little fun group of poker.
Yeah, I used to play.
This would probably be a good table to play at too, huh? Get like 6-7 people on here.
It's a little long, but yeah.
Nah,
it's
all right. Like, a circle. You want to play over there on the ping pong table?
Well, that's too big. Yeah, this is better, but it'll do. Ideally, you want a circle because that way you can't see each other's cards.
Yep. Yeah, so. Well, ideally. Yeah. You don't know how we play. Well, shit, man. I know you got... What time is it?
I've got an alarm set here and 5 minutes.
Well, hey man, let's I know this is lending a hand. Hopefully everybody's got some we'll definitely have you back on because there's a bunch of shit we can talk about.
Yeah, and I'm gonna
start. I have two more mics because I know the volume's gonna be kind of off. So
yeah. I'm gonna just plug myself here, but I'm gonna start posting more
right here.
Really?
Yeah, you're supposed to be this close to it. Joe Rogan's always telling people, like, get the fuck up here.
Okay. I'm going to start posting more videos on how to game, how to talk to women, how to deal with relationships in general. I'm no expert. I've definitely done a lot of studying on it, and I intend to have some expertise in the future. But I'm going to get a TikTok going here. I'm going to get my Instagram Reels going. And
there we go.
And I'm gonna get it up there. I'm gonna do, you know, a little bit of playing around on the street, talking to random women. I'm gonna interview guys about what they think about women, and you know, maybe do some trick question type stuff and educate some people. But the end goal is to help people. Lending a hand, that's very good. I like the idea to make sure that people have a better understanding of their life and just help people live a better life in general. So,
man, I like that. You gave me some ideas I'm going to talk to you off the air about, but I do appreciate you coming over here today and hanging out. We're going to be here all summer. And before I commit to it, because you committed right then, that's out there for the world.
Yeah.
I can't edit that out. You got to do it now. If I don't see TikTok videos, yeah. If I don't see us going downtown.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, might as well. I mean, the amount of tourists here, we have more tourists than Puerto Rico. It's
clever. Yeah.
We've got 9 million a year.
9 million. Oof, it's crazy.
Yeah. Nuts.
But it's out there, man. I'm going to talk to you off the air. But everybody, appreciate you guys that watched on Facebook. If you are watching this, like, rewatching this on YouTube or listening on Spotify, you can, where can they find you at?
Adam_Thrashin. That's a THRASHIN and Adam_Thrashed. THRASHED. And cool. That's both my main account and my fitness account. I'll be more likely to add you on my fitness account.
Yeah. And reach out, questions, comments, tell us if you hated this podcast.
That's on
you...
Instagram too.
Okay. Yeah. I figured that. But yeah, I'll make sure to tag people as well. But hey guys, thanks for listening. And until another Lending a Hand, we appreciate you. Peace out.
Thank you for having me.